You know, whereas my first album was kind of influenced, I would say, by a lot of French, you know, singers mixed with a lot of, you know, very traditional rock and
so
soul music.
And these people.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So that was coming from that. Mm-hmm. Then, you know, I moved on to like different influence of a lot more jazz coming into it. Then, you know, as I move along, more electronica kind of.
Yeah.
Heavier in the electronica, and then that tapers off, and then to now where I would say my sort of sonic place is really quite minimal, actually.
Yeah.
Minimal instrumentally, but rich mm-hmm. musically. Mm-hmm. So I wanted a pretty much a very stripped down sound for this album. I'm not going to say there are certain artists who purposely go out of their way to make obscure music, but I think in doing that, it leaves out a good chunk of people who wouldn't understand it anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting because I don't gravitate naturally towards artists who I'm going to say make popular, you know, music. Mm-hmm. I've always liked artists who have some twist or something unusual or extremely original, which isn't going to be easily digested by most people.
Yeah.
I mean, those are artists who I tend to sort of gravitate towards.
And what was the first album that you made, actually? How was it to make it?
How was it to make it?